Now, yesterday I put a question to Emily Bazelon and Dahlia Lithwick. They are contributing writers to a column on the online magazine Slate. The column is called The Double X Factor. Here's what I asked. Now, if Senator Obama had to give the race speech, and then earlier, remember, Mitt Romney had to give the faith speech, does Hillary Clinton have to give the husband speech? Well, senior producer Deborah Clark is back with us by a remarkable coincidence. She is our letters producer this week and the producer of the husband segment. Deborah, how did the listeners assess this issue?
Well, they were all over the place. We'll start with Beth Raypatch from Columbus, Ohio. She thought we had the issue all wrong. The real gorilla in the room, her word, not mine, is that things haven't improved all that much for women. Quote, no consideration is given in the workplace to a woman's role as primary caregiver to her children. She asked for some discussion about these issues instead.
Well, I raised the issue with Emily and Dahlia that recent scandals involving Elliot Spitzer and his successor, David Paterson, had made marital infidelity a political flashpoint that is worth addressing.
But Andrew Swanson of Reidsville, North Carolina, disagreed. He said Clinton was the cheatee rather than the cheater.
He did point out something else, though, citing a news story from last week that showed Hillary Clinton was actually in the White House on many occasions when her husband was known to have dallied with intern Monica Lewinsky.
One begins to wonder if she is an enabler, Mr. Swanson writes. Quote, her political record reflects that as well. What with the vote to invade Iraq, that to this day she does not regret. I strongly question Senator Clinton's ability to lead a nation when she can be so easily duped.
Dahlia Lithwick made the following point about why Senator Clinton did not need to address her husband's infidelities.
She's always very adroitly played herself as the victim of Bill's philandering. So she doesn't have to own this the way Obama had to own the Reverend Wright. Nobody's going to say, account for your husband's infidelity and what it meant to you, because it just looks like it's victimizing her more.
But listener Lacey Duncan of Indianapolis says Senator Clinton does have a responsibility to speak to all women about her husband's behavior.
She writes, otherwise women all over the world go on without addressing incidents like this that happened to them, which will only further the degradation of women.
Now, Deborah, a follow-up to our letters last week. A couple of careful listeners took issue with a letter that we read criticizing Senator Obama's race speech. The original letter said he was at fault for attending a segregated church. Of course, that church in Chicago is not, in fact, segregated, which we should have pointed out.
Yeah, that's true. We don't usually edit letters, but in that instance, we probably should have chosen a different one altogether. That's my bad. But let me redeem myself here, I hope. We've had a couple of letters asking, what happened to Brian Unger? So I tracked him down. Hey, Brian, it's Deb from Day to Day.
Hi, Deb. How you doing?
I'm good. So listen, our listeners think that we fired you. We've had a couple of people write in and wonder where you are, so...
Oh, well, we've been filming season two of Some Assembly Required for the Discovery Channel, but have I been fired?
No, we'll hold the place for you, but when will that be?
Probably sort of toward the end of April.
There you have it. Mystery solved. Brian Unger back here soon. Deborah Clark, thank you.
You're very welcome, Alex.